The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَوْ يُو هُ بِلِيهِ اسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, now we invite you to listen to a speech by Sheikh Hamza Sodagin.
We've been discussing the topic of the martyrdom of Fatima al-Zahra, salamullahi alayha, saving the ummah. Last night we discussed how the martyrdom of Fatima al-Zahra has been able to inspire and help guide believers from that point onwards to want and desire shahada and martyrdom, which is one of the, and truly in the context of the battle with the enemies of Allah, the strongest weapon that makes a nation undefeatable. The desire for shahada is very important. If a nation believes in martyrdom, believes that death in the way of accomplishing the objectives, the goals that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has set, when you move in that direction, you meet obstacles, you meet enemies, they fight you, they torture you, that dying in that way, being injured in that way, is not a loss, but it's a victory. A nation that views death in and on the path of reaching its objectives, which are divine objectives, if they are divine objectives, if they believe in that, which it truly is a victory, then they will be unstoppable and undefeatable. And this is why Islam has always been undefeatable. Islam has been a religion that whatever few the people that believed in it truly, however few they may have been at certain times, certain segments within history, they have maintained this belief of Islam in regards to Islam, and therefore it has been able to live, survive, and make progress. And the more this belief of Islam has grown within the masses, it has captured the hearts of more and more believers. The numbers of the lovers of shuhada and the lovers of shahada has increased, then the numbers of those who have become invincible has increased, and the movement of Islam has progressed as we are seeing it today. Tonight what we would like to discuss is how the shahada of the lady Fatima al-Zahra, salamullahi alayha, saved Islam from the perspective of the effect of that shahada, not on the believers, not on those who need to be inspired with martyrdom and shahada, rather the opposite of that, the effect of it on the enemies of Islam. The effect of shahada and martyrdom on the enemies of Islam. And this is another aspect that is important to see in light of what was said, in light of understanding what the role of Fatima al-Zahra, salamullahi alayha, is in encouraging the masses, the believers, after herself, by and through her martyrdom and shahada, to be inspired to take the same path, to take the same journey, to want shahada and be willing when the conditions are right. When the conditions are such that you do need to sacrifice your life to actually do so, when we understand that and the effect of Fatimatu Zahra in inspiring and affecting, if we understand the effect of Shahada on the enemies of Islam, on those that Fatimatu Zahra salamullahi alayha was standing against, on those that today the shuhada, the believers that reach that rank of shahada, are fighting against, the effect of shahada on them, if we understand that, and we understand how powerful a weapon it is, more powerful than the sword, more powerful than any type of warfare, the more we understand this, the more we realize how Fatimatu Zahra salamullahi alayha, through her own istishhad and martyrdom, and also through inspiring all believers after herself, arguably even her own children, the a'immah, as they took her as their role model, as the Imam of our time has mentioned, then she has given the Ummah this weapon through which the Ummah has made victories towards the enemies. The first thing that needs to be said in this regard is to have a clear understanding that whenever there is haqq in God's creation, in this material realm, whenever there are going to be believers trying to move in the right direction, trying to believe in the right things, trying to do the right things, individually, collectively, and sharing that part of the right thing they need to do is to share that ideology with the rest of the world, with other people, and that ideology is appealing, and people want to, good people, people with good in them, genuine people, would want to believe in that, would want to accept it, would want to reach its objectives. The people who don't want that, there will be people that would not want that. There will be people that will find the belief of the masses in these set of beliefs, in these ideologies, is going to cripple their objective, will be an obstacle in their way, will be a thorn in their eye, and therefore they're going to work against it. You will have enemies. There will be enemies. There will be those who will fight it until they're entirely removed. And that will happen with the coming of the Imam eventually, not right at his arrival. It will take time. But it will happen. There will be a day that there will only be Salihin on the earth. And that's the beginning of the era where Salihin, the righteous, the good people, and the Mustada'afin, the people that were oppressed, are going to live in a limitless paradise without having to worry about the presence of those who are obstacles, those who want to fight this, those who want to cause issues with it. They will be in another location, in hell. But before that moment in time, before that time arrives, there will always be, this is what the Quran tells us, whenever we sent prophets, we sent shayateen of ins and jinn, and they had enemies. There were always enemies. There's never been a time where we have had the righteous standing for the truth where there's going to be no enemies. أسعفيني بفيضك المعطاء إنه سلمي إلى العلياء فامنحي نفحة الحياة يا سبيلي إلى النجاة يا طريقا إلى العلا زهراء يا طريقا إلى العلا زهراء لك يا مولاتي نشأت كلماتي يا
وسيلتنا وشفيعتنا فاطم الزهراء.
لك يا مولاتي نشأت كلماتي، يا وسيلتنا وشفيعتنا فاطم الزهراء، يا وسيلتنا وشفيعتنا فاطم الزهراء،
فاطم الزهراء.